undermine the president.
It should have been, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing.
Kelly told the Washington Post that if giving the president the best and most open legal and ethical staffing advice is working against Trump, then guilty as charged.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Today's Veterans Day.
It was originally set as a legal holiday to honor the end of World War I, which officially took place on this day in 1918. 20 years later, legislation was passed that dedicated the day to honor World War I veterans and eventually became a day to honor American veterans of all wars.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Today is Veterans Day. It is a day when all Americans reflect upon the service and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform, past and present. Much is said about how these citizen soldiers keep our nation and way of life safe from harm. However, how can we truly appreciate the sacrifice these fine folks and their families make for us each day? Unless you've walked in their boots, you may not be able to. So today, just think. Just think about what our nation would be without the service of generations past. Just think about our present challenges without the service of our men and women around the globe. And most of all, just think about our future generations, safe and free, because of the actions of these patriots throughout history. Today, think and join us in saying thanks. Have a happy Veterans Day.
And again, veterans and actively serving military, you get the works for free all day at all three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. Their way of saying thanks. Just stop by. I thought you needed an ID. Don says, if I can't take the word of somebody that says I was in the military, then...
Yeah, I know, exactly. And if who's going to argue about... Who's going to tell a fib about that?
You know what? If somebody actually did that and claimed they served and didn't, they got to live with that. Yeah. I don't know how you do that. No. But anyway, thank you, Don Duncan, for your support. And again, I take advantage of that. That's like a $60 value. So go and get her done. 803.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
We had a nice day yesterday. You know, we're starting off chilly this morning, but it's going to be a very comfortable Veterans Day with a high temperature in the lower 70s. All of this on the eve of the big change that you've been hearing about for, gosh, over 10 days now. We've been talking about this Arctic invasion. But there could be some spotty showers by late this afternoon. Periods of rain tonight. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning, then windy and sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain, I think. But I think by, let's say, mid to late morning, it's out of here. High temperature may reach 45, 46, somewhere around, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. But then it starts to drop and drops like a rock. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North winds at 15 to 25 will make it seem colder. Tuesday night is the cold one, all right? That's the coldest night, actually, by Wednesday morning. But clear and cold, the first freeze. Record low temperature is possible. If we get to 24 in Montgomery, we tie the record. And the wind chills will be down in the middle teens. So it'll be time for the gloves and the coats and, you know, and the hats and the scarves. Sunshine Wednesday with a high temperature barely up to about 50. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. The temperature is 50 at 8:04.
Thank you, Rich. I am browsing the Facebook page of Lewis Lawn. I was looking to see if I could show you one of those amazing grabber things they have, because sometimes we've got a couple of rose bushes and stuff, and sometimes something, the wind will blow something back there. And once alone did I make the mistake of trying to fish it out with my hand. I came back, I had like three rivulets of blood going down the forearm. They sell, it's a stainless, I don't think it's reinforced steel, not stainless steel. That's what you eat Thanksgiving dinner with.
Right.
Grabber, I've had mine, I think, for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And unlike the cheap ones that they sell in, you know, the TV product section of certain stores, this one lasts. It's, you know what? It's not a bad gift idea because it comes in handy so many ways. Sometimes the dog, my dogs have like 500 toys. And in a few days, every single one of them is somewhere.
Right.
I don't feel like bending over to pick those up. So it comes in handy.
Just grab them.
Lewis and Lano is not in business to help you pick up your dog toys. They're there to help you keep the outside of your home looking great. Professionals choose Lewis Lawn for the product line and the service department that supports whatever they purchase. When you buy something there, your warranty is actually worth something because you can bring it back there for repair or regular service or maintenance. They carry all the zero-turn mowers by Exmark, Echo, Toro. New tractor-style mowers this year. They expanded their showroom space so they could carry a product line like that. I mentioned the grabber. I mean, it really does work. And at this time of year, a steel blower comes in super handy. And again, talk about a well-built product. I've never had mine serviced. I have it 7 or 8 years. Never had it serviced, but it fires right up every time. Good thing to have. Cleans off your sidewalk, deck, whatever you got in just a matter of seconds. Stop by and see Chad Sasser and the team at Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. See Chad or call him at 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we don't have a lot of stuff to tell you about at all. It is very light traffic-wise on the roads this morning. I-65, 85 looking good. The Boulevard a little heavier than last hour, but still we don't have anything to report right now. State and Feds off today for Veterans Day. And this, if you are in the Wetumpka area motoring around today, doing a little shopping, sightseeing, or business, the Bibb Graves Bridge is closed today for Veterans Day. Use caution. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if any traffic problems arise. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lot, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I have learned from others who have taught me to never Google symptoms.
Oh, gosh, no.
But 43% of people in a recent study admit they've convinced themselves they had a serious disease after Googling symptoms.
Sure.
When it turned out they actually had something just relatively minor. 3 out of 4 people who diagnosed themselves online said it made them worry more, not less, about what may or may not have been wrong. Do we ever get those self-diagnoses correct? The survey found that it can happen, but a very, very small percentage of the time, which is interesting. So, with that news, coming up, we have a song called Never Google Your Symptoms. It kind of describes the whole thing in one song or less. And then we'll play for a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Truth or baloney?
Veterans Day edition. And if we haven't, we never say it enough. Thank you, veterans.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County District Attorney says the gag order prohibits him and 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid's legal team from speaking on the details of the case. Blanchard is still missing. A missing person search is underway in Demopolis. Police have not released much information, but say they're assisting the FBI and out-of-state agencies with the search. They're asking the public to avoid areas with heavy police activity. And Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a recent shooting. This happened just after 10 o'clock Friday night in the 3300 block of East Tuskegee Circle. The victim was taken to the hospital. We've asked for an update on their condition. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Science to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
One evening, my father said, "My son, I'm dying and soon I'll be gone. But before my final farewell, hear me and hear me well. Do whatever you want to do. Have a plan or roll the dice. But one thing is strictly taboo. Please follow my advice. Never Google your symptoms. That is my only prescription. You get 100 diagnoses, 7 evil prognoses. Every sign is a serious condition. If you Google cough and diagnosis, you have got tuberculosis. And if you Google fever and red, you've got Ebola and soon will be dead. And if you Google I have a runny nose, it's CSF, your brain is leaking juice. And if you Google itch and prognosis, anaphylactic shock or psychosis. Never Google your symptoms. Seldom it brings any wisdom. You want to discover, but you might uncover that you have an extra chromosome. So this is what I heard my father say. And then he closed his eyes and passed away. The autopsy report was very clear. Death from hypochondriac fear, which is custom when you Google your symptoms. Never Google your symptoms. The hit list is never awesome. Pain in your left arm, heart attack alarm. Do you feel a little weak? Yes, you've got ALS. If you have a slight anemia, you've got leukemia. Are you a little crazy? You've got ADHD. So never ever Google your symptoms.
Good. That says it all.
Yeah.
Don't Google.
I
we've all done it.
Have resisted the temptation to do that. And I know people who do, and it is. You're going to be taken to the worst case scenario.
Absolutely.
All right. We have a game of truth or baloney we'd like to play right now, but we need a contestant to do that. 272-9228. Now, I was just out behind the buildings. Sparse traffic, I should say. Parse means something else. Parsing out, handing out? I'm not sure. But we would like a contestant, and I really don't want to beg. I don't want to have to pull out the torture. We haven't had to use the torture music in a long time.
It's been a while.
So, 272-9228. A, it'd be great if one of our veterans who's listening would call and play the game. It'd be nice to give a surprise to...
For Truth or Baloney?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, 272-9228. Corporal J. Scott is sitting right by the phone there. Well,
yes, sir.
I'm...
Corporal Punishment.
I'm still first class, so Corporal would outrank me, so I need a promotion in the Rich Thomas Weather Army.
I can't be outranked by him.
No. He's already outranking me here at work. I need to be...
You want to be like general? Two-star general or
no,
something?
No, I don't deserve that. I'm private, first class. There's a range of first class. So I could be a corporal.
Yeah.
But that's before sergeant, right? So he can be first class. He's already got the setup. So
yeah, and he's now reporting it to the world.
On Weather Underground, right?
Exactly.
That's Jay. He's either all or nothing. Looks like we have two contestants. That's all we need.
All right.
Hey, Soldier Boy and K-Rod. All right, good. We will get the game started here in a moment. A quick reminder that for the best in body work on your car, Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard, Eddie Shirley Lane has been doing that. You can go ahead and get more.
Okay.
I'm authorizing that as Corporal Rain Gauge Boy. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Good as new, maybe better. Not a cute little promise they came up with. That is the mandate. That is the principle on which that whole place was founded. In other words, no skipping steps in the process and pocketing the money. They either do it right or they don't do it at all. That was, you know, their deal with the insurance companies. Now, one of the world's largest insurers has gone to MPB here in Montgomery, Alabama, and shot their processes so they can show others this is how we expect the job to be done.
It's the gold standard.
It is. In detail, thorough, and a car that looks jaw-droppingly beautiful when you see it for the first time after it was in the wreck. Wreck is part of their phone number, 27-WRECK with a W. 27-WRECK with a W, and you'll find Donnie and Brandon Turner on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Seriously.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Look at that. Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB. All right, we are ready to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney.
And K-Rod, you were the first one in, so you have the advantage. You'll be playing against Soldier Boy and Dennis.
Okay.
All right.
Here's your statement. Morgan Freeman turned down a scholarship to join the military. Morgan Freeman turned down a scholarship to join the military. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
That's good. Yeah. If that was baloney, I would,
you
know.
You hang on. He was offered a scholarship to Jackson State in Mississippi, but turned it down, joined the Air Force in 1955, and served just under 4 years. Soldier Boy.
Carry on, Greg.
All righty. Your statement, Gal Gadot from Wonder Woman served 2 years in the U.S. Navy. Again, Gal Gadot from Wonder Woman served 2 years in the U.S. Navy. Truth or baloney?
I do believe he can't serve 2 years in the Navy. I think four. I'm going to have to go false. Baloney.
Winning. She's from Israel. She did 2 years of mandatory service in the Israeli Defense Forces, teaching gymnastics and calisthenics.
Interesting.
That's hot.
Yeah. Hang on. You're still in. Dennis, good morning.
Hi.
Dennis?
Dennis, you there?
Hello.
Dennis?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there's Dennis. Here is your statement. Elvis joined the army after he was already famous. Truth or baloney?
That's truth.
Winning. Drafted in 1958, decided to serve in the army instead of doing USO shows. He was stationed in Germany for 2 years, where he met future wife Priscilla when she was just 14, although they did not marry for 8 years. All right, so everybody's good to go. Now the process of elimination. Back to K-Rod. Bob Ross from The Joy of Painting was in the Air Force for 20 years. Again, Bob Ross from The Joy of Painting was in the Air Force 20 years. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
No, he enlisted in 1961 when he was 18 and was stationed in Alaska and spent...
That was a trick question. I thought he was in a different branch.
Well, the good news is you're in our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, man, so congratulations. Thank you for playing. Soldier Boy, Jimi Hendrix was in the Army. Jimi Hendrix was in the Army. Truth or baloney?
That's crazy enough to believe. I'm going to say yes. True.
Winning.
Yeah.
He was arrested for driving a stolen car in 1961, had the choice of either enlisting or going to jail.
He's my hero.
And he served in the 101st Airborne for about a year. And got an honorable discharge after suffering an ankle injury on a jump. All right, I have to go back for the reserves now.
Okay, he's going back for the reserves as we speak. There it is.
I'm so glad that the reserves were where they're supposed to be.
From,
from 6 a.m.
and not somewhere.
I'm not grumpy anymore.
And not somewhere.
Are you guys going to remind me about that for the rest of the day? I feel bad enough already.
All right, let's talk about football.
That'll get your mind off of things, won't it?
Isn't he
adorable?
Yeah. Dennis is next. Dennis?
Oh. Hi, Dennis.
You there?
Yeah. I thought I heard. There he is.
Okay, we are moving on to random topics now, and here's your statement. Bubble wrap was originally invented as a shoe insert. Bubble wrap was originally invented as a shoe insert. Truth or baloney?
I'll say truth.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Bob, or Dennis, excuse me. I only missed by one. Dennis, it's a tough question because you know what it was invented to be?
What?
Wallpaper.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I guess it was for rubber rooms or something. I don't know.
Jeez.
But we appreciate you trying and playing, and that means Soldier Boy is going to the Seafood Bistro. Way to go, buddy.
Please call.
Hey, Greg, I want you on that radio. Hey, Greg, I want you on that radio. I need you on that radio.
I appreciate that.
That's a little from a few good men.
Oh, I am
Colonel Jessup, Longtime Blue Bay.
That's not a movie I have watched more than once. But I'll tell you what, the movie we saw yesterday, I will buy the DVD the day it comes out.
Which one is that?
We saw Midway yesterday. Midway.
That good, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was excellent.
I heard there's a lot of CG in it, a lot of computer. Is it?
There is, but they did a better job.
It's so perfect. It's well done. You swear it's real.
I mean, one of the things that sort of jumped out at me was the way they showed the Arizona exploding.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because it did come out of the water by about 12 feet. The whole ship, that's how violent that
exploded. The portrayal of Pearl Harbor was amazing.
Yeah.
And the fact that they showed the bomb coming down,
yes.
and that's exactly what happened. It went into the smokestack, and that's what happened.
Hey, Greg, you know what my favorite military movie is?
Mm. What's that?
When that guy, Clockwork Orange, when he rides that missile, that bomb down.
Oh, no, that's
Dr. Strange.
That who was that? That was Slim.
Slim Pickens?
Yeah.
No, Slim something. Slim Pickens.
He rode that bad boy down with his cowboy hat.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
That's right.
And he did not survive the fall, by the way. Anyway, congratulations. You're going to Seafood Bistro, but I'll tell you what, we'll check traffic when we come back. Jake can tell you what he recommends at Seafood Bistro.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have light traffic all around the area today for Veterans Day. And we hope that wherever you are motoring this morning, you're being safe, buckled up, not texting while driving. And definitely don't be ducking no donut in your coffee while you're driving down the road going to shop a little bit. I know a lot of folks are getting out doing a little shopping today. Just be safe. Volume of traffic is very low out there. Should be a nice drive anywhere you're headed around the river region. We have no accidents at this time. During the month of November, right? Our used car super center is saying no to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At 824, I'm Morning Renee.
What?
What? What?
Hey, anybody know where my headphones are? Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up. I have no excuse for that whatsoever. But here's Jay to talk about Seafood Bistro.
Yeah, that's right, Seafood Bistro. In fact, Soldier Boy just won a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro. And they've got that dine-in lunch special going on Monday through Thursday. It's from 11 to 3, and dine-in only. You can pick two for $9.99. The mini BLT salad or Caesar salad. You can get red beans and rice, gumbo, jambalaya, cheddar grits, or bacon cheddar grits, I'm sorry, shrimp and grits, the dragon shrimp as well. Two of those for $9.99. Probably double up. If you just want to get two orders of one, then you could probably do that as well if you'd like to. The Seafood Bistro, they're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They do open up at 11 o'clock today and every single day of the week. Call them at 279-7500. But your best bet is to go online to theseafoodbistro.com. There, you can see the entire menu and you can place your order online if you'd like to do that. They'll have it ready for you when you get there. Or you can use one of the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered to your office or home and enjoy the Seafood Bistro for either lunch or dinner if you'd like to. Sometimes you can order up the fried cheese curds. In fact, I went there this Saturday.
Yep.
And got fried cheese curds, and it was one of the fastest that I had ever gotten them. And when Paul brought them out, he's like, yeah, I put the order in when I saw your car. He saw my car pull up, and he put the order in. He knew exactly what I was getting before I even walked into the restaurant. Yeah. So, yeah, had it ready for me. It's the Seafood Bistro. Check them out, theseafoodbistro.com.
Coming up, we're going to replay something we played earlier, which is a montage of popular artists who were veterans. And we'll name them after you hear the clip.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Every artist in this montage served our country.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Help me make it through the night.
She called me Mr. Bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe.
Can't touch this.
Yeah.
Can't touch
when
this.
When do the bells ring?
Is that Tony?
That's Tony Bennett. Still taking 93 years old. And one of the nicest, most gracious celebrities I had the privilege to meet.
Love it.
I wish you could have... Our families are so similar, and our parents had a lot in common. So picture your mom standing there with Tony Bennett, just chit-chatting about everyday stuff. I was like, I don't remember specifically what mom. We should, you know, move, because I was trying to be considerate of him, and he said, Tony Bennett said, "Hang on a second, Craig, we're not done." I got chastised by Tony Bennett.
I love it.
And I was trying to do it, you know, but they were just...
I'm sure my mom would have loved that, too.
She was not asking anything to do with his music or showbiz. They were just talking. About, oh, you're from Chicago, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I worked at Marshall Fields and blah, 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 blah. She did the same thing with Billie Jean King. We had her in the studio, and I used to call my mom when I had a major name in there. The best was McLean Stevenson from MASH. Because she was a huge MASH fan, and he was such a great guy. This is after MASH, of course, but he was a spokesman for some airline. I don't know if it still exists or not, but he was just, hey, what do you need me to do? I said, my mother's a huge call her. Hey, Carol, it's McLean Stevenson.
I love that.
I wish I had that stuff on tape. The only reason I don't is because I'm an idiot. I didn't think. Huh. Speaking of celebrities, Michael Jordan has revealed that one time he scored 52 points after playing two rounds of golf and downing 10 Bud Lights.
Sounded like some other athletes that we know.
I did a lot of stupid partying. But I got to tell you, one thing that was not fun if you were buzzed was golf. A, because, you know, playing in Florida, especially the heat.
Well, sure.
Or, you know, if it's hot and you've had any amount of alcohol that's boiling out of your skin within 20 minutes. I didn't find that to be very pleasant. Uh-huh. Then one day I did go play golf. I was home visiting my dad, and the kid who lived across the street, Billy Jones was his name. He was the neighborhood, wasn't a bad kid, but he was always mischievous. He was the one we go exploring new houses and construction sites and stuff. Your parents didn't want you to do what we did anyway.
Right.
So we're about the seventh or eighth hole, and he pulls a big fat doobie out of his golf bag. He says, "You want some of this?" I said, "No, I quit." So he, I mean, literally, it was like smoking the Sunday newspaper. It was that big. And he could, I mean, he was all over the place. We get to the ninth hole. He was so frustrated. Usually it's supposed to make you mellow, right?
Right.
He threw his golf bag over the side of a bridge and into the water. And that was that. And then laughed all the way back to the place.
How old are you guys?
In our 30s.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I had been to rehab, so I was not partaking.
I understand.
But that must have been one heck of a joint. Yeah. He later told me, in fact, it was at my dad's wake, my dad's viewing. He said, "That was one of the dumbest things I've ever done. I threw a $200 set of clubs into the water."
Do you remember, I was just thinking about how unusual convenience stores back then would, every convenience store carried papers.
Yes. And in Chicago, I remember there was a head shop on Pulaski Road, not far from our school. And one day, it's surrounded by cop cars. Big bust going on. I thought they were dealing drugs. No. They got busted for selling a pair of pants with the flag on it. I think that violated some code or something.
Uh-huh.
Else. And it made the local news that night. Really weird stuff.
Huh.
Wild stuff. Are you enjoying these lame-ass stories?
No.
Okay, well, stop telling them then. I do want to mention that went to Infusion, finally, last Thursday to get the vitamin IV.
I was there.
When you're slogging, when you feel like you're swimming through time because mm-hmm. you need more energy, you can fix yourself up quickly and naturally at Infusion. They have an array, a whole menu of vitamin IV cocktails, all of which work, are incredibly effective, and are, you know, can be mixed to fix or address whatever need you might have. Vitamin C if you're prone to colds. They have a vitamin B12, one of the most common vitamin deficiencies, and it's essential for many metabolic and hormonal functions, including the production of digestive enzymes. They have an IV that is designed to help stimulate and boost your metabolism, to boost your immunity, stress relief. Try that.
There's even a new IV that is a glutathione.
Yeah, the master antioxidant. But the thing is, all of this goes 100% into your system when you ingest pills. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying this is the way to get it done because mm-hmm. everything goes in. Your digestive system absorbs just a fraction. Cryotherapy, ask about the red light room, which is laser stimulation to the skin that works on everything from pain to better energy. They have a great chiropractor in-house now at Infusion, and I'm doing acupuncture this week.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never done it before. I need something on that left side, man. And that's what they recommended, so I'm going to do it. Why not? Infusion, call them at 296-1662, 296-1662, or explore the wide array of ways you can help live a better life at infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
A little chilly out there this morning. Around dawn, we were at 40. We're at 50 right now. Very comfortable today on this Veterans Day, though. High temperature in the lower 70s.
And the Montgomery celebration, the Montgomery observance of Veterans Day, is at Riverwalk at 10 o'clock this morning, and I think everything's going to be fine. We'll see increasing clouds. There could be some spotty showers by later in the day. Periods of rain tonight. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning with windy and sharply colder temperatures immediately as the front goes through. Overnight low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning behind the front. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, late morning, mid to late morning, and then falling off after that, 30s by sunset. North winds 15 to 25 will add insult to injury tomorrow, making it seem much colder than it really is. Then, Tuesday night is the cold one. First freeze of the season, clear, cold. I think by dawn on Wednesday, we tie the record low of 24. I think it's very possible. And the wind chill will be in the mid-teens, easy. Then sunshine Wednesday with a high barely up to about 50. So get ready, ready or not, Arctic air, which we've been talking about. We've been previewing this particular Arctic front for about 10 or 12 days now. Here it comes. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is 50 at 836.
I remember you bringing this up on Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
That far out. Yeah. It's amazing. 837.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We hope you are having a good Veterans Day. We don't have anything to report to you at this time. Things are moving smoothly on I-65 and 85, the Boulevard. Not a lot of traffic out there without the state and the federal workers today. Drive carefully throughout the day. If you're going to be off doing a little shopping, running around town, buckle up, drive carefully, and please don't ever text and drive. Hey, you don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home, including your turkey legs. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County District Attorney says the gag order prohibits him and 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid's legal team from speaking about the details of the case. Blanchard is still missing. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a recent shooting. This happened just after 10 o'clock Friday night in the 3300 block of East Tuskegee Circle. The victim was taken to the hospital. We've asked for an update on their condition. And a missing person search is underway in Demopolis. Police have not released much information, but say they're assisting the FBI and out-of-state agencies with the search. They're asking the public to avoid areas with heavy police activity. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect. With best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On a plane cramped in a seat, packed in like sardines. We've got no room on this crowded jet plane, and some moron reclines his seat. Now I can't even put down my tray, and I'm feeling crowded and squeezed. Put his seat back, now I've got no space. Your seat back is against my knees. Oh, airplane seat recliner, all up in my personal zone.
I'm going online here real quick.
Okay.
One reason why you can't recline your seat, or why it's such a social offense these days, is they have compacted the seating and economy.
Oh, no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
And it's not like it used to be.
And you sometimes think, God, have I gotten bigger? Well, that's possible, but it's the seats have gotten smaller. And if you're in the middle now, wow.
No kidding. The seats have gotten smaller.
And Leon's getting larger.
Which is like Leon will not fly. All right, I'm going to see, because you can still recline in first class. Mm-hmm. What it would cost to fly from Montgomery to Fort Lauderdale, first class?
Oh, first class?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
thinking about it.
Yeah, it's spinning and spinning.
It's thinking. About $1,000 or less.
Oh, wait a minute. I can stay at the Courtyard in Fort Lauderdale and fly first class for $930? Or is this just bullcrap? I want an answer on my plane ticket, damn it.
Just cute.
Fort Lauderdale's. Oh, jeez. That was dumb. I thought it would be like $2,000 or $3,000. It's just the prices are right. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
For $844. Our veterans served, by the way, Don Duncan, all 3 locations, veterans, you get the works for free all day today. Bell Road just north of Vaughan, downtown at 408 Madison, and of course in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. To protect our rights, and speaking of our rights,
in America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Bill. With the dumbest of the dumb, our first nominee also doubled as our rocket scientist today. Usually things like gender reveal parties, everybody's trying to outdo the next one until somebody gets hurt, and then people back off. A crop duster was hired to spray either blue or pink spray
right
at this gender reveal party in Texas.
Didn't go right. Didn't
no,
go
no.
I had a plane crash just north of Brian Buchanan's place. Pilot is out of the aircraft.
Is patient number 212 is going to be a male? Did
I
any injuries?
Plane was totaled. Pilot's okay.
And we're not sure what the sex of the baby was going to be.
Yeah, we haven't been able to find out. That was no end of story. That's lousy reporting, Rich.
Right.
In the old days.
Who, what, where, why?
We would have known. We would have known if the baby was going to be a boy or a girl. No doubt about it. So that's nominee number one. Nominee number two comes to us from Michigan. Jay will like this one. 33-year-old guy named Alex Rawls kicked in the door to an apartment in Oshtemo Township, Michigan. Michigan. Apparently, he used to date somebody who lived there, and for whatever reason, he was on a rampage, but he didn't expect to find what he did inside. A 36-year-old guy named Ben Ball. He lives there, and he was playing video games and watching Rick and Morty at the time.
Right.
One of his hobbies is medieval-style combat. He and his buddies make video of themselves fighting, and he had plenty of weapons on hand.
Mm-hmm.
So he grabbed a battle axe, not his mother, a real battle axe, and chopped Alex in the chest with it. Alex ran off a bloody mess. The cops followed the blood trail and arrested him, but they did have to take him to the hospital for stitches first. And, you know, I'm not a professional burglar. But I've heard that casing a place is a good idea, so you know what you're going into.
What the usual...
But if you're in a rampage, you don't have time for casing and
drugs. Sure.
This story is right out of the disturbing files. James Short in Lake Ozark, Missouri, Saturday night, tried to rescue what he thought were sex trafficking victims. They were mannequins. We still don't know if he thought they were actual people or he was confused or drunk or high or probably all of the above, but he smashed the window of the store to save them. This is sort of like a horribly exaggerated version of the person that smashes the car window to let the dog out on a hot day. A manager was working at a bar across the street, saw him and grabbed him until police came. He was charged with property damage and burglary.
Well, that's pretty impressive, trying to save some mannequins from trafficking.
Heart was in the right place, Rich. It's the rest of them, it's a little... You know.
But the dripping battle axe story still, still stands out. What do you think?
Man on a rampage?
I like that one.
All right, we'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
848. Joe, I saw evidence that Joey's here, but I did not see the actual Joey yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen him either.
But
Joey
will be here in about 12 shopping minutes. In the meantime, one of the places to find great touches for your Thanksgiving table, towels, place settings, everything, dishes, is Adams Drugs. You know, their boutiques are always holiday themed, and they have, I'd say, overall the best recurring collection for any of the holidays that happen to be on the calendar. And by the way, they have some beautiful things for Halloween too, and for the fall. All of those things can add that nice touch to your dinner table. But of course, the main reason we want you to go to Adams Drugs is to experience personal, appreciative service. The consistency of effort from location to location. I've been to 10 of the 12. It's amazing. If you didn't know you were in a different store, you would think you were in the same one, because wherever you go, and that's in the, if you can hear us over the air, there's an Adams Drugs near you in the River Region, you'll find that dedicated level of service from Alabama's number one retailer of the year. That's all categories. Adams Drugs got the gold. They were rated the best retailer in Alabama for good reason. Please support them. If you want to feel like another face in a box store, well, that's up to you. But if you want people that will make you feel welcomed, appreciated, and take the time to answer questions, handle all your over-the-counter needs, go to adamsdrugs.net and find the one nurse you. 850.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We hope you are having a good Veterans Day. We don't have anything to report to you at this time.
Things are moving smoothly on I-65 and 85, the Boulevard. Not a lot of traffic out there without the state and the federal workers today. Drive carefully throughout the day if you're going to be off doing a little shopping, running around town. Buckle up, drive carefully, and please don't ever text and drive. Hey, you don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home, including your turkey legs. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll just ignore you every time. Come find me again. Don't you know it happens every time? Winter, spring, summer, or fall.
There you go. It's 8:54, six before the top of the hour.
I like that.
Why don't we invite
Joey
to grab a seat with us?
Oh.
I can teach him things.
You can teach Joey stuff? Doesn't he know everything? He knows a lot of stuff.
He finished college.
Yeah.
Reminded me of that every day for 8 years. Okay, boomer. I know. I got a diploma. Did you?
Wait. I didn't remind you of that every day. You brought it up every day to shame yourself.
I could tell by the way you were looking at
Don't
me.
Don't project your self-hatred and loathing onto me, okay?
It was...
I got enough of it.
No, there was something in your facial expression that reeked of contempt and ridicule. I'm full of crap. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not denying it.
Hey,
Bailey.
I don't know where.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of things here, yeah. But none of them really jump out at me.
Well, you look good today.
Should I tell you about it? Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm gold.
Going
today.
Fishing
very
later.
Fun color. Yeah.
Nice.
Fishing for dames.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going fishing for
some
dames.
Broads out on the town.
Yeah, some broads. Oh my God.
Play some old Blue Eyes. Works every time.
Yeah. This is. A trick that increases your chances. You want a favor from somebody.
Okay.
And they'll say, what is it? And then you'll say, well, that's when you go out of your way for me, but that's not important.
Okay.
How to get them to say,
yes.
All right, so here's a trick that boosts your chances of getting a positive response. Right after you ask for the favor,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about a favor, not something vulgar like show me your... That's it doesn't matter how you say it. You could say, it's fine if you can't, or I understand if you don't want to. Just have to clearly give them the option of saying no. It works because it puts them at ease and makes them feel like nothing's being forced on them.
Right.
So they then feel better about saying yes.
Then they can say no.
Yeah. Would you do me a favor?
Screw off.
I heard you do that. And I had a grandmother who would say, I'll let you do this. I'll let you take out the trash, honey.
Oh,
that's how sweet of you.
Those are parental techniques. Yeah, you learn all that stuff. Parents Network, we all practice the same crap and trickery on kids. That was one. The new inductees to the Toy Hall of Fame mm-hmm. are known.
Oh, it's out?
Yes, there are three going in.
I didn't get a CNN text on this. I don't know why.
Magic the Gathering cards.
Yeah. What?
That wasn't in my childhood.
What?
Not mine either, but I've heard of it for sure.
Number two.
Coloring books. Yay, coloring books.
Okay, coloring books, okay. And should have been there already.
Yes.
And number one.
Finally, at long last, Matchbox cars.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Those who didn't make the cut, Kirby's, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
Huh? Yeah, I know what that is.
What's that?
For little kids. Yeah, on the floor.
The things bop and pop up.
You know, looks like, it's a little thing that the kids push. And when they push it.
And it's got wheels on it.
And then the pop things. Snap and crackle as well.
No snaps and crackles. Just pops and bops.
I don't know about it.
Jenga, which is that in relation to Dr. Jenga Jenga?
Hello!
Sorry.
Whatever happened to all those? What the phone jacks? That's what those are called.
Yeah,
My Little Pony will have to wait. Nerf guns, Risk, the top that you spin with a string.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And the smartphone? That's not a toy.
No, that shouldn't be on that list.
These follow last year's inductees, Magic 8 Ball, the Pinball Machine, and Uno. So. Hoey will be with you in a Uno.
I love the Magic 8 Ball's answers. Could be possible or what? You know, stuff like
ask again later.
Yeah, I love the later.
Yeah.
I had a boss that kept one of those on his desk, but he had a trick one because it was always that all the answers were ask again later.
Yeah.
That was at Waxy 106.
You could have like a, as we're transferring into news views, you could have like a Trump 8 Ball where it's like, you're beautiful, you're wonderful.
That's not a bad idea. That's
you're human scum, fake news.
Yeah, I like that.
You got that down
there. Hey, I'd patent that.
I mean, my daughter, you're as lovely as my daughter. She's so lovely, I'd date her.
Borrow the money.
Real stuff.
From Jack Campbell. He's loaded. He'll be able to help you out. Get started with the next great million-dollar idea. If you are going shopping today, maybe you're looking at some furniture in time for Christmas or Thanksgiving, get it at Kaiser Fine Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just beyond the greedy reach of the Montgomery's 10% sales tax tentacles. It's 8.25 where Kaiser locates, and man, it's a big store, so wear comfortable shoes. See our contact, Stella, you know, they got items marked up to 60% off. If you're looking for something specific, just let her know, and they will line up the choices in the budget you present. By the way, open a Synchrony account and get a $50 gift card and interest-free financing for 18.